yes. Welcome back here on a Tuesday. It's 4:11. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top headlines going on. Of course, right now, one of the big ones is it's official. President Biden has announced his 2024 bid for re-election. And even though we knew it was coming, I have to admit I was hoping something would change. That there would be a change of heart or something like that. But there it is. So we're ramping up for a Trump versus Biden re-election, essentially. I mean, a lot can happen, of course, but the way it's looking right now, that's what we're headed for. And there is one of the other top headlines going on nationally is that mortgage fees are changing for some home buyers. They're rising on home loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, I brought this up 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, because I was warning that with these higher mortgages, there's a combination. I was saying there's a combination of two things that were really not boding well for the future real estate markets. One of them was that during the pandemic, people were so desperate to get in houses, a lot of people ended up spending more for a house than what they really could afford. But they thought, you know what, it'll be fine. And I'll get a raise. I'll work a little extra and things like that, and eventually we'll be okay. We just might be a little tough in our finances for a couple of years, but we'll be okay down the road. What they didn't expect was having 9% inflation. So basically, everybody's incomes, or a lot of people's incomes, went down 9%, not up. And then the second thing was mortgage rates increasing. With the mortgage rates increasing, a lot of people had flexible rate mortgages, which I know what you're thinking, like, why would they do that when the mortgage rates were so low? A lot of people don't even, I've talked to so many people, they didn't even know that they're on flexible rate mortgage. They thought they were on fixed, had a fixed rate. They didn't realize they were even on it. And I said, so when you get that on top of they're already struggling, plus on top of inflation, that did not bode well for real estate. That basically was directing like, hey, get ready for a lot of foreclosures. Well, something else sneaks up behind us here. Mortgage fees jumping up on loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So yet another pressure on homeowners that have bought homes in recent years. So kind of a rough one right there. Russia, over in the Ukraine war, Russia has debuted their new T-14 Armata battle tank. And I don't think it's nothing to celebrate, right? That somebody is debuting any kind of new armament in battle and in war. But that's what's going down right there. That's one of the top stories from Ukraine, Russia situation. Remember last week there was a United States delegation that was fired upon in the Sudan. Well, apparently there is a temporary ceasefire that has been reached in the Sudan, according to the United States State Department. So there we go with that. Fallout from Tucker Carlson, you've got a lot of people who are not happy. I've been seeing a lot of people online saying they're canceling their Fox Nation membership. And we already talked about late yesterday, the stock price plummeted after the news of getting rid of Tucker Carlson. And so, will this be, what's the fallout going to be long term? Is this just going to be a temporary fallout? Is this going to be, something else? Well, the rumor mill underneath everything saying the reason why he was let go is because of two things. One, it's because of the ongoing discrimination lawsuit by a former producer of his, which we mentioned yesterday. But now word overnight has come out that a second reason is why Rupert Murdoch wanted to get rid of him. His recent coverage of the January 6th Capitol attack Really? So, okay, that's kind of an interesting one right there. So they are thinking that, you know, what's next? I don't know. We'll see. I like I said before, I feel like they're going to just find somebody else, and they're going to, you know, just plug somebody into that thing. They're still going to be conservative. They're probably not going to be exactly the way Tucker Carlson is. And, you know, maybe part of it, maybe, is Tucker Carlson was often a critique of the Republican Party. Maybe they want somebody who toes the line more like Sean Hannity. So, you know, I don't know. But either way, I'm sure they'll figure in, and things will be okay. In the meantime, Don Lemon, he will be replaced quietly, is what the word is coming out about Don Lemon over on CNN. I got a couple other stories here, headlines for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by David's Catfish House. We do have an accident on 9th Avenue right off of Drew Circle. This is going to show slowdowns in both directions against that. Again, that's on 9th Avenue. We do have some slow moving traffic on I-10 westbound. Don't have any reports of an accident. Just looks really busy right now. This is going to be in between I-110 and 29 as you are heading westbound. And if you have any details, please feel free to call in. And we do have some slow traffic westbound on Highway 90. That's going to be in Pace as you're heading towards East Spencerfield Road, backing up to a little bit past Bell Lane. Expect some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads and you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And then, of course, again, this traffic report brought to you by David's Catfish House, Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, a couple other stories here, headlines for you. Harry Belafonte has passed away today at the age of 96. 96, Harry Belafonte. And then South Korea is considering the nuclear option as external threats mount to them. So South Korea's president is trying to seek assurances on chips and nuclear threats at a meeting with President Biden. So we'll have to see what happens with all that. All right, coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh on the show, you can give us a call or text. That number, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. All right, coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around. Hello right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the Fiesta Pensacola is hosting the 2023 Crawfish Festival. Starts this Friday, goes through Sunday in Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out the crawfish eating times and entertainment lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Just a reminder, coming up tonight, it's Bands on the Beach. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to begin at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 p.m. And this week's band, Bay Bridge Band, they're taking the stage at 7 o'clock. And if you like the music of Chicago, well, then you'll like Bay Bridge Band. So be sure to check that out tonight, 7 o'clock, Bands on the Beach. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, President Biden's re-election campaign underway. Biden released a video early this morning declaring he's formally entering the contest, and as already said, Vice President Kamala Harris will run alongside him. It appears a Japanese company's attempt at the first private moon landing has failed. iSpace lost contact with the unmanned Hakuto R Mission 1 lander today. It was supposed to land on the moon's surface just before noon our time, but the signal was lost. If Senator Rick Scott gets his way, every public and private K through 12 school in the country would have at least one full-time armed law enforcement officer. Speaking this afternoon, Scott said he's looking for bipartisan support to pass his School Guardian Act, which he says would reallocate $80 billion assigned to the IRS to pay for it. And one legislature in St. Augustine is proposing an amendment to the bill about whether Governor Ron DeSantis, should he ultimately decide to make a run for president, would have to resign to do so. St. Augustine Senator Travis Hudson filed an amendment that's already passed two committees. The full Senate could have the bill tomorrow. Bobby, this is not the first time that the Florida legislature has done something like this. Back in 07, then-Governor Charlie Crist was being considered as a running mate for Senator John McCain. And then in 2018, they changed the law back again, removing the exception for presidential and vice presidential candidates. So this has gone back and forth over the years, and now it looks like Republicans are letting DeSantis keep his job should he run for president and lose.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see, you know, because when it happened in 2007, I just thought it would stay on the books that way. I don't know why they would have reverted back and to that, you know, to the other one where he'd have to resign in order to run. I mean, I kind of get the point, which is the idea is if you're running for office, then like a different office, then you can't do your job in the current position you were elected to. So it'd be better to resign and let somebody else take that position. But pretty much all the other states allow that. So, you know, it's like, why are we the one that's kind of picking on our leaders?
I can hear the Trump ad now. Governor DeSantis is scared that if he loses to me, he'll lose his job. So the lawmakers are bailing him out.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I could see that as well. Or, if they change the law, then all of a sudden you're going to have Trump's ad going, you know, he's not even doing his job as governor.
Yeah, right.
Much less, you know.
He's abandoned you.
He'll abandon you when he, you know, if he becomes president too, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll have to see what's going on. By the way, I've been saying it's not too late for DeSantis to get in the race. You're hearing from a lot of supporters of his saying that they think it's too late. It's too late. Trump's already got the momentum. And I've been saying, no, it's not, because the summer is when the early voting states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, that's when they start to have tons of campaign events, like their state fairs and all this other stuff that people come to, and they have all kinds of things that they literally plan on having presidential candidates show up at their events. And that begins in the summer. So as long as you get in before the summer, that's what matters. And I was saying the reason why is because all you got to do is do good in some of those early states. I just saw a poll that DeSantis leads Trump in Nevada, one of the early states.
Well, and
nationwide, he may be getting beat by 20 points in a nationwide poll.
Yeah.
All that matters is that he does good in those early state polls.
Well, and as meticulous as these campaigns are planned out, I mean, they know when it's too late. I mean, they can look at all this historical data that says, okay, this is when we should be in the race by. DeSantis has been very clear that he's not making a decision before the legislative session ends. It ends on like a Friday, I think, isn't it? Like May.
Yeah, we're only like 2 weeks away.
Fifth, yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's not too late, and this whole thing is calculated. Everything. I mean, you know, we all think he's running. He probably is, and I guarantee you that, you know, this. They know when he's going to announce. They've known for months when he's going to announce.
Yeah, I think so as well. I was in the skeptic crowd for a long time saying he's not going to run. He's not going to run.
He's running.
But then when I started seeing people that were in his communications team leaving the governor's communications team and going over and working for his PAC, I was like, oh, okay, he's going to run. They're setting up their campaign essentially under the guise of the PAC, but then as soon as he announces, then they'll be his communications team for his actual presidential campaign. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slow moving traffic that's going to be on Highway 90 in Pace as you're heading westbound. Expect some slowdowns going towards East Spencer Field Road, backing up to a past Bell Lane. So just keep that in mind. There is a patch of slow traffic there. We do have some typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as leaving Windhaven Beach heading into Navarre, the opposite direction on Highway 98. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we got to talk about Graffiti Bridge, one of the latest updates pertaining to that. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we've been talking about Graffiti Bridge, you know, forever because of all the trucks that keep hitting it. And I've stated many times that the signs are not enough. And instead they need one, possibly a flashing sign that gets people's attention, some sort of strobing sign. But really, many feet ahead of the bridge, they need some chains or something that hangs down. So if somebody hits the chains, it'll kind of wake them up. And then you need a sign that says, if you hit the chains, you're going to hit the bridge. You know, something simple as that. I've been saying that for the 4.5 years I've been on the air here. Why don't they just put some chains that hang down and you hit the chains and they have a sign that says, if you hit the chains, you're going to hit the bridge. And well, apparently the city of Pensacola is now considering a $150,000 plan to build an overhang across the road that will have chains and chimes hanging from it. So it won't be just chains only. It'll be like a chain, and at the bottom of the chain, it'll be a chime. And so they're considering that it costs $150,000 seems like quite a bit for something so rudimentary. But hey, if that's what it costs, it's what it costs. They need something. They need some sort of early warning system. So I hope they do go ahead and approve that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub coming up this Friday. It's going to be at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. The Dixon Dub features teams competing in a lip sync battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. It's an evening of entertainment, music, laughter, food, and fun in celebration of the arts, all in support of a school that uses the arts to inspire and empower young scholars for the betterment of our community. Get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 7 minutes here. What is the perfect amount of time for a nap? Scientists from NASA have figured it out. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you first. Then we'll get to your sports hit. President Biden has made it official. He's announced his 2024 bid for re-election. Mortgage fees are rising on home loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which could affect thousands of people's mortgages, causing them to go up. And Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon have both lawyered up, and they both hired the same lawyer. Interesting. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs continue tonight, 6:30 on TNT. The Atlanta Hawks play the Boston Celtics. The Celtics lead the series 3-1, so they're looking to close that out tonight. So that's at 6:30 on TNT. Then at 8 o'clock on NBA TV, Denver Nuggets lead the Minnesota Timberwolves 3-1, and so they're looking to finish that out. And the late game, 9 o'clock, back over on TNT, Phoenix Suns are looking to close out this series against the Clippers as the Suns lead the series 3-1. Then NHL playoffs is going to be on ESPN and TBS. So starting on ESPN at 6 o'clock, Carolina Hurricanes lead the Islanders 3-1. At 7 o'clock on TBS, Minnesota and Dallas are tied at 2 games apiece. And at 8:30 on ESPN, LA and Edmonton are tied at 2 games apiece. Then Major League Baseball, we've got the Tampa Bay Rays, who are 20-3 on the season, playing so good right now. They're going to be playing the Houston Astros later. Then you've got the Miami Marlins, who are 12-11, playing the Atlanta Braves, who are 15-8. And then when it comes to any televised games, it looks like ESPN Plus has the St. Louis Cardinals against the Giants about 8:45 p.m. tonight. So kind of a late game right there. Let's get traffic on the fives, and I'll get you your sports news.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on 9th Avenue. This is going to be right off of Drew Circle. We had an accident there that is still causing some slowdowns in both directions on 9th Avenue, as well as the side street, Roy Street, is looking slow-moving due to that accident as well. On Davis Highway, we have some slow traffic in both directions. It's going to be as you're heading towards Brent Lane. And on Davis Highway, it's real busy right now heading northbound near the interstate and near East Olive Road. So expect those two intersections to be some slow moving and some waits as well. If you see something else on the roads and you have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Vikings reportedly are exercising wide receiver Justin Jefferson's fifth-year option. Over in hockey, the Avalanche's Kale McCarr, he's been suspended for 1 game for a late hit on the Seattle Kraken's Jared McCann. Then Notre Dame's quarterback Tyler Buchner is entering the transfer portal, but he's keeping his options open to return to Notre Dame. And over in baseball, the Pirates and Reynolds have reached a $106 million deal over 8 years. That is your sports hit. Orange Beach, the latest local beach to make a list. They've come up with the list of the, or they came up on the list of the best small beach towns for summer in the United States. So according to this, this is from Trips from Discover, and says Orange Beach is renowned for its magnificent white sand beaches, mostly made up of quartz. It results in picture perfect sand that sparkles in the sun while the water is brilliant blue, creating a stunning contrast. So, yeah, that one coming up tops it right there. Amelia Island in Fernandina Beach also came up on the list as far as top small town beaches in the United States for this summer. Other ones that are not from our area, Camarillo by the Sand in California. Isn't that where, I think that's where Clint Eastwood was a mayor. Carmel by the Sand, I think so. Cannon Beach, Oregon. Tybee Island, Georgia. Then, oh yeah, I forgot about this one in Florida. Anna Marie Island. Maria Island is also from Florida. That one's made the list. Long Beach, Washington. Edisto Beach, South Carolina. Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. And Provincetown, Massachusetts. So those are just some of the top small town beaches. But Orange Beach, making the list right there. I saw this story and I didn't know whether to laugh or should I be appalled. And also, it kind of brought back some PTSD. Colorado bus driver, we're talking about a school bus driver. Colorado school bus driver faces 30 child abuse charges. 30. How? Well, because the kids were acting up. And they wouldn't sit down in their seat, so he slammed on the brakes intentionally to teach the kids a lesson. And apparently this bus has cameras on the bus. And so he's like telling them, he's like, you guys need to get in your seats. You guys need to be in your seats. And he keeps warning them, you need to be in your seats. Of course, they're not doing that. And so what does he do? He just immediately, intentionally slams his brakes, and all the kids, of course, go launching forward, and you know, some of them hit their head on the seat in front of them, you know, stuff like that. And then he says, you guys want to see how dangerous that is? And so that's what happens. And of course the kid's like, oh. And then he's like, you know, did you guys get that? So anyway, he's being charged with 30 counts of child abuse because there's 30 kids on there. And then when he was when he went to court over this, he basically apologized. He said he was sorry. He said, but at the same time, he's old school. And that's how the way you used to handle things. I'm like, yeah, like I said, this is kind of brought back PTSD. My bus driver many times had slammed the brakes, sending us careening towards the front. And not once did we think that we could file child abuse charges over that. I want some reparations. I think I deserve some reparations over this. I mean, who knows the trauma that I've been dealing with for 40 years? It's from the time that I got slammed in the seat in front of me because it's just go. I'm just joking. I think this is ridiculous. I mean, one aspect, like if this happened to my kid, I'd probably be like, were you sitting down? Like, if you were sitting down, you would have been okay. So I don't know what I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this one. Maybe it was abusive, but I don't think so. But he's getting 30 counts of child abuse for it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I've got this update from NASA on what the perfect nap time is, like the perfect amount of naps. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The name is Carmel by the Sea. That's what I said. Or was it Carmel by the Sea? Carmel. I don't know. By California. So I just saw this story real quick before we go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. There is a new COVID variant, and it has arrived in Florida, where it's popped up. And one of the main symptoms of it, conjunctivitis. So you think you got pink eye, you think your kid has pink eye, could actually be the new COVID variant. Oh boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I said Carmel by the Sand. I see. Okay. Thank you for the correction. Carmel by the Sea. Yeah. Thank you very much for that correction. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Bobby, President Biden is officially running for re-election after he released a video earlier this morning, and former President Trump weighing in, saying it was inconceivable Biden would seek another term based on his record. More protests involving Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker in store today. This after Missoula Democrat Zoe Zephyr said Republicans would have blood on their hands if they voted for a bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors. Home prices are rising slightly for the first time in 8 months. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Price Index rose 0.1% in February compared to the previous month. And Mattel unveiling the first Barbie doll to represent a person with Down syndrome. It's part of the Barbie Fashionistas line, which has previously featured dolls with a prosthetic leg and hearing aids.
Very interesting. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up. In about 4 minutes, I have today's sign of the apocalypse, and it is hilarious. It's hilarious, but it's also shocking. So stick around for that here in about 4 minutes. So NASA has done a little research on naps, and they found that, according to NASA, they found the perfect length for a nap is 26 minutes. When you nap for 26 minutes, you'll be 54% more alert, 34% better at whatever you do next. And the reason is because at 26 minutes, you're just getting through the first two phases of sleep. And you're not entering into the others, which are deeper sleeps, which if you wake up in the middle of those, that's when you'll feel groggy or even feel worse when you wake up. So I've been trying this out. I'm a nap taker, by the way. Always have been. Like, even when I was a little kid, I'd come home from school and be like, I'm going to go take a nap. As a teenager, I'd take naps. I'm the kind of person that would take a nap right in the middle of school. Like, on a class, I just lay my head down. I could take a quick nap. I mean, I can nap standing up. I can sleep anywhere. And so I've always been a nap taker. So I thought, well, let me try to test this out. So I think I'm so used to taking naps. I get through the first two phases within like 10 minutes because I've been doing 26 minutes and I'm like in a deep sleep in 26 minutes. It's like hard to wake me up after 26. I think my body's just used to I can fall asleep right away. So I get right through the first two phases. No problem. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. We do have some patches of slow traffic. On 9 Mile Road at University Parkway, we have some slowdowns. So keep that in mind if you're heading through that intersection. And the Davis Highway was really busy right now. That's going to be in the northbound direction right near I-10, as well as in the southbound direction and University Parkway where it meets Davis Highway. So expect some slowdowns there. We also have some slow traffic as you are getting into downtown Milton. This is going to be over Blackwater River. Expect some slowdowns. That's going to be in the westbound direction. And Highway 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Typical afternoon traffic near the Nature Preserve. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line with the details. 850-262-6111. And Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, no. I got a text here says, I wish I could do that. I have severe insomnia. I was saying how I can literally just close my eyes and fall asleep. I bet I could take a nap in the commercial break, like at the top of the hour here. I was like, I'll just go sleep for 10 minutes.
I'm sure you will.
That's how fast. Yeah, I probably will, yes. Like, that's how easy it is for me. I get insomnia once in a blue moon, which is weird. Like, just I'm exhausted. I'm just beat, but I just can't fall asleep. But the good thing is if I have those bad nights, the next day I'll just take like multiple just small naps and kind of catch up because I can just nap. So I don't know. I have friends and family who struggle with insomnia, and man, yeah, that would be that's rough. That's very rough. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby. Oh, by the way, you know the whole thing, 21 days to form a habit? It's not really true. Researchers at Caltech looked into it. They found that there's not really a one-size-fits-all answer. That's basically what it comes down to. Everybody's different. So for some people, 21 days might actually work, but others it might be a little shorter, and others it could be longer. They looked at two different habits, hand-washing and going to the gym on a regular basis. And basically, they just found that for some people, it took 6 months for something to actually become a habit. Oh, well, that's depressing. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, this story is both... I don't even know where to begin. All right, let me just start here. This former married couple, they have broken up. They are divorced, but they still live with each other. Okay, there's red flag number one. The ex-wife had a boyfriend over, and they went into the bedroom and were trying to have private time. The ex-husband, who still lives in the house, didn't like hearing it going on, so he kept like banging on the door, telling him to pipe it down and all this other stuff like that. And when they finally wouldn't, he went and got a shotgun and cocked it at the door so they could hear it. And then that's when they calmed down. Of course, they ended up calling the police. And he admits, yeah, he cocked his gun in order to ruin the mood for them. Why are you living with your ex? Why are you living with your ex? This is the kind of stuff that will happen when you live with your ex. Oh, my gosh. This is so bizarre. Came out of South Carolina, by the way, so it's not a Florida man story. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got your Florida legislative update.